Welcome to our service of Holy Communion from the Book of Common Prayer from St. Margaret's in Chipstead. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be opened, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
God, who in generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that your people may be fervent in the fellowship of the gospel, that always abiding in you, they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading is Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
The reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Made alive in Christ. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
For today's notices, please check out the appropriate section of the website.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Whenever I hear someone say, it's not rocket science, I want to agree with them and say, yeah, it's much more complicated than that. Which isn't, of course, what the person meant at all. See, rocket science is actually fairly straightforward Newtonian physics. And if you've ever studied physics, you'll know that's fairly straightforward. I think I would rather say something is not neuroscience. Now, that is an area that really is complex. Our own brains are deeply complicated and endlessly fascinating. And so I was curious to read some years back that there may be a God spot in the brain. Some scientists thought they'd found a part that was uniquely used when people are praying or experiencing something of the divine. And of course, some Christians grabbed hold of this as proof that there is a God, that God had made it. Other scientists did some more work and discovered, as one might expect, the brain is much more complicated than just having one spot that is involved when people are relating to God. But what none of the scientists said was spiritual experience is not real. They were just saying they don't understand how the brain does it. None of them were saying that it either proved or disproved God. But that given that human beings have an experience that we call spiritual, they were trying to understand which bit inside our head is doing that. See, these scientists have rightly seen that worship, prayer, are somehow built into the human condition. A look at history and across the nation shows this. Even in a region with a thought system such as Buddhism, which does not include a personal God, people still find the need to pray to someone. Some years ago, I was in Thailand and I had a look at the Bangkok Times, an English language newspaper, and I was intrigued to read an article about a woman whose children, grown-up sons, had been caught up in a natural disaster. And in the article, she said to the reporter, I prayed to the Buddha that they would be okay, or words to that effect. What struck me strange about that is the Buddha, according to Buddhism, is a dead teacher. And yet for her, it was the only name she could attach to that which was beyond herself, which her spirit reached out to. Yes, worship is natural. But while there's an inner yearning in the human soul for something beyond itself, what do people worship? Thinking about that woman praying for her children, or think of thousands of people adoring a celebrity, just waiting to catch a glimpse of them. I come to the conclusion that worship's about reaching out to someone or something that we think can meet our needs. Now, for some people, that's themselves. You've all met the people who really have such a high opinion of themselves, they don't need another God to worship. There's an old joke. He's a self-made man, thus relieving God of an awful responsibility. Some people see no need to look beyond themselves to meet their own needs. Now, at one level, that sounds mature, because we've all met people who are so needy that they don't realise they actually have to do some work within themselves. But in a society like ours that seems to value self-determination above all else, only a moment's thought makes you realise that needing only yourself doesn't work. Just think about it. This morning, you woke up in a bed that you hadn't made. Oh yes, you might have made it, but you didn't get the wood and cut it down and shape it into the bed. You didn't make springs, you didn't make a mattress, you didn't make the sheets, and so on. You got up and put on clothes you hadn't made, clothes that had been delivered to shops by other people, who'd been sold to you from shops by other people. You came downstairs, oh yes, in a house you haven't made, to a kitchen fitted out by other people, to eat cereal that someone else has made and put in a box, and so on. We live a life so dependent on other people. How can people think that they themselves meet all their own needs? Other people put their time and their value into money, thinking, okay, I may not make things myself, but if I have the money, I can buy security. I will be fine. You may remember that story that Jesus tells about the man who had fields, and when it came to the harvest, he discovered that his fields were so abundant that his barn was too small. So he decided he would get people in, he'd tear down his barns, he'd build bigger barns, he'd keep all the stuff in there, and then he could relax. He'd be okay. And in the story, Jesus says, God said, you foolish man, for tonight your soul is required of you. Then who will get all this? In fact, Jesus also talks elsewhere, doesn't he? In the Sermon on the Mount, about those who store up their treasure on earth only to have a thief break in, or rust and moth to destroy it. And says, surely it's better to have your treasure in heaven, where none of that can happen. And where your treasure is, there your heart is too. Even those people who are worshipping celebrities, I think, are still looking to have their needs met. Somehow they're thinking or feeling, I think, that in the celebrity they will have a sense of purpose or relationship. They'll be part of something bigger that makes themselves feel worthwhile. All of these people offering worship to something that will meet their own needs. So we have this deeply ingrained desire in humans to worship, and are reaching out to that which we think will meet our needs. Doesn't it bring with you a sense of pity for a generation who haven't heard of the God who made them, who sustains them, who, when they'd gone wrong and wasn't looking for him, came in Jesus to find them? If you want to have conversations with other people about this, though, It's probably best not to start from there. Maybe it's better to ask them about where they find peace, where the happy place is. And then, if they talk to you about theirs, talk about yours. Where you feel you're most in the right place. And one of those places, I hope, is when you're worshipping God. You're singing with other people, lifting up your voice in praise to him, acknowledging that he's the one who truly gives you what you need physically, spiritually, emotionally, and gives you a part to play in his people, the church. Yes, God called us to love him and to love other people. That's the place where our needs are truly met. And so with the psalmist, we can say, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. To enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. And his love endures forever, his faithfulness throughout all generations. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Whosoever hath this world's good and sees his brother hath need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If as part of your discipleship you wish to make a gift to the work of the church, this is also available on the website. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-loving God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life, We most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Do also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do earnestly and repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, merciful Lord. trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself, once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all thy faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high,
and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.